Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're diving deep into the world of Ark Raiders, a game that's turning heads for its unique blend of player versus environment and player versus player mechanics, creating a thrilling new experience for every kind of gamer. Ark Raiders is a game that's as much about working together as it is about navigating conflict, offering both high-stakes challenges and new opportunities for camaraderie and rivalry. With its enhanced proximity chat system, players find themselves immersed in moments that can quickly swing from alliance to antagonism, keeping everyone on their toes and forcing them to continuously renegotiate their relationships with fellow raiders. While this design choice can be frustrating for solo players eager to complete quests or secure precious loot, it undeniably enriches the experience, bringing to life themes like redemption, identity, and the unpredictability that makes every raid memorable. At the heart of Ark Raiders' appeal is how it encourages not just tactical cooperation, but also deception and strategic alliances, ensuring every session feels unique. A testament to how multiplayer games are redefining community in the digital age. One of the features gaining a lot of attention lately is the optional expedition mode, which allows teams to reset their progress in exchange for rare rewards and unique cosmetic items. This encourages experimentation, strategic planning, and teamwork, as selecting when and how to take on a fresh expedition could yield powerful results and expand your collection of inventory expansions, skill points, and ultra-rare cosmetics. And for those concerned about grind, the Ark Raiders team has responded by streamlining the loot system in a way that appeals to both newcomers and veterans, ensuring there's enough depth for mastery but accessible pathways to rewards for everyone. The latest expansion transports players to the fiery continent of Muspelheim, significantly increasing the game's scope and offering fresh content with new mechanics, legendary loot, and even crop cultivation for energy-infused foods. Starting at level 20, you can now embark on a 6-stage expedition process that challenges your skills, ultimately granting you enhanced inventory space, coveted skill points, and the cosmetic exclusives that everyone is scrambling to show off. Perhaps the most talked-about addition is the Celestial Peach, a crop that evolves over multiple seasons. And if you're fortunate enough, you might just nurture it into one of 15 newly introduced Cloud Dragons, or the elusive mythic Celestial Dragon, now celebrated as the game's first 2-seat flying mount. For collectors and those enjoying the social side of Ark Raiders, the new minigame offerings to the dragon provides a fun and stylish way to earn costumes and socialize, bringing players together for regular events and special rewards. This move toward more social experiences showcases how Ark Raiders is aiming not just to create excitement in raids, but also in the downtime between battles, further strengthening its community. It's important to mention that no major update comes without its share of tweaks and fixes, and the most recent patch addressed an exploit involving deployable barricades that allowed players to move through otherwise inaccessible walls. While some community members have voiced disappointment that barricades feel underwhelming compared to other deployables, the developers promise ongoing improvements backed by fan feedback. In spite of minor gripes, the general consensus is that Ark Raiders offers promising map designs, a fun arsenal of weapons, and wild PvPvE encounters that spark memorable stories and debates among players. Alongside its in-game developments, Ark Raiders is also emblematic of larger shifts in the gaming industry, especially when we look at the recent strategic partnership between TechTarget and Informa Tech. This collaboration is making waves by combining their strengths in market analysis, industry events, and developer outreach, giving both game creators and marketers better insights into trends and opportunities. One of the cornerstone achievements of this partnership is the GDC Festival of Gaming, a landmark event designed to connect not just game developers, but the wider community. Think marketers, business leaders, and even fans eager for insider knowledge. Events like this are crucial because they foster networking, mentorship, and cross-pollination of ideas that help the gaming industry evolve, stay relevant, and ensure everyone has a place at the table. If you're someone passionate about the future of games, these gatherings are where discussions about creativity, technology, and player needs turn into actionable projects and trend-defining ideas year after year. Returning to Arc Raiders, it's clear the game's innovations, whether that's through new gameplay features, streamlined loot, or a continually evolving world, are part of an industry-wide push to keep players engaged and communities vibrant. We're seeing product launches that cater to nostalgia and a more interactive, hands-on approach to quality, such as the freshly launched collectibles and new compatibility updates for Arc Raiders. The future's looking especially bright with titles like Rise Again, an action roguelike gaining traction in early access, hinting at an industry that's increasingly responsive to evolving player desires and the need for innovation. Beyond Arc Raiders, we're witnessing innovation across several genres. My Hero Academia, All's Justice dynamically adapts its story modes based on player choices, and Sword of Justice breaks away from pay-to-win practices in its new fantasy open-world multiplayer iteration. Even series with established fan bases like Raven 2 and Lonely Mountains, Snow Riders, are updating with fresh content, showing that ongoing support and a commitment to player satisfaction are more than just buzzwords. They're now industry standards. Not every story is a triumph, though, as we saw recently when a legal snafu involving Bluetooth compatibility caused headaches, underscoring how closely technical and corporate decisions affect players' experiences. The partnership between TechTarget and Informa Tech, however, is grounded in the belief that community engagement and robust research are the keys to delivering real value and shaping the direction of gaming for years to come. By pooling resources and insights, they're setting the stage for ongoing collaborations that amplify voices within the community, give developers the data they need, and most importantly, keep player experiences front and center. This year, we're already seeing how their efforts are shaping both business strategy and the hands-on experiences of gamers, designers, and marketers who gather, both virtually and in person, to push boundaries. Meanwhile, Arc Raiders itself is aligning with these industry changes, with design philosophies that put authenticity, player choice, and meaningful rewards at the core of the experience. Whether through raids that force players to weigh the risks of betrayal or systems that reward perseverance and creativity, the game mirrors broader themes of redemption, empowerment, and personal identity in digital worlds. It's this atmosphere of unpredictability and possibility that has so many players not just logging in daily, but forming communities, writing guides, producing content, and participating in regular events in and out of the game. Titles like Arc Raiders don't exist in a vacuum. They're built on the foundations set by ongoing projects in franchises as diverse as Final Fantasy XI, which recently revamped its login campaigns for richer player rewards, and Halo Infinite, which has entered a maintenance phase as focus shifts to new projects. These changes are a reminder that while the life cycle of each game varies, what endures are the lively communities and the tireless innovation from developers eager to respond to the values and feedback of their players. It's an era where strategic partnerships, event-driven engagement, and genuinely fresh features are laying the groundwork for the next leap in digital entertainment. As we look ahead, it's clear that this ecosystem is thriving. Powerful collaborations, player-driven content, and a commitment to inclusive design make this an exciting time for everyone involved. Before we wrap up for today, I encourage listeners to check out the latest updates in Arc Raiders, explore what's brewing at the GDC Festival of Gaming, and keep an eye on those new releases growing across every genre. Whether you're a hardcore raider, casual gamer, or someone looking to break into the industry, there's never been a better time to jump in and be part of the conversation. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.